Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We'll see if Michael Felder thinks I'm crazy or not as he joins us. Football guru. Man who knows more about the sport than any human being I know. You can follow him on Twitter, at In the Bleachers. So here's my take on Duke's loss to Notre Dame. And I think you and I talked about the Blue Devils as a team after the Clemson game, and it was impressive that they just looked like they belong. I thought Duke was better than Notre Dame, certainly in the second half on Saturday night. And I feel like this was a blown opportunity to be part of the broader playoff discussion going forward, because there's only one game on the schedule remaining for them that I think that they will be a significant underdog in, and that's the game in Tallahassee. They'll be favored in most of them, and I don't think they'll be that far behind North Carolina when they play in Chapel Hill. I thought this was an opportunity lost here.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking, man. Like, I mean, Riley Leonard's out there. He's running around doing his thing. Obviously, we see him go down with the injury.
Yep.
I thought the defense was like that. The last few plays of decision making from a defensive standpoint was brutal. And yeah, like, they've been bringing pressure all night, mm-hmm. They've been finding ways to be disruptive, and then all of a sudden you decide, let's just rush two, let's rush three, and we'll just go from there. Not enough. And I thought they had this game in the bag, but just like Arkansas, what, a week ago, they couldn't slam the door.
Right. So am I crazy to think that, like, if with wins over Clemson and Notre Dame, had Duke been sitting here 5-0, and then you go into the bye week, and then, by the way, if you close that game, if you don't let Sam Hartman run for a first down, Riley Leonard is healthy, you have a bye week, State comes in, and I'm not sure State will cross midfield against Duke's defense. So 6-0, and again, I'm speculating here, and it's all hypothetical. I mean, they're a top-10 team going to Tallahassee.
Oh, without a doubt. Top 10 team going to Tallahassee. So we get two top 10 teams playing each other. You get game day probably showing up in Tallahassee. I'm being serious. Like, you get game day showing up in Tallahassee, and then, you know, the next week at Louisville, you might get them again. So it's one of those things. If you win, you might get them again. So I just look at this, and it's a missed opportunity. It's one of those things that when it's on your racket, right?
Yeah.
It's on your racket. Yeah, I know you're a tennis guy. When it's on your racket, man, it's your serve.
Yep.
You got to make sure that's an ace.
And got
it. They couldn't put it past them.
I just had like major Madison Keys FOMO, right? She should have won. Should have won that match against Sabalenka, had it on her racket and completely melted down. And I think you're right. And this is whether it's on Mike Elko, he is the defensive coach, right? Sure. You had been pressuring Sam Hartman the entire second half. You had made life miserable. The only receivers he was really hitting was the tight end and number four. 88 was great, and number four made some plays, but nobody else. And I know they had injuries there. So you cover the tight end, you bracket the tight end, you worry about the other receivers, and you rush five or six. But they rushed three? And then I thought at least you'd have eight guys back and covered. There would be some guys underneath. But no, I couldn't believe how long Hartman ran before I saw a blue jersey.
Yeah, Duke thought Notre Dame was playing for a touchdown, and they were like, we should get a first down.
Yeah.
If we get a first down, we're in business. And that's what they did. They got a first down. And that's the part of football that I think, from whether it's Elko, Deion, there's a lot of almost, right?
Yeah.
Even Hugh Freeze this weekend, a lot of almost where you expect this team to like there's no such thing as a 20 point touchdown. So you got to make sure you take care of the little things, because you can't solve all your problems in one thing. And that's what we saw Notre Dame doing. I'm flipping around. super like proud of like Marcus Freeman and Sam Hartman to be able to realize, let's just go little by little by little, because guess what? We've played an entire football game and things haven't been good for us. Let's just do it play by play, little by little, and then we'll go from there.
Mike Felder is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at In the Bleachers on Twitter. Also, subscribe to It's Felder for football, food, and more. No sewing this week, though.
No, that's
fine. It's unfortunate, but maybe next time.
Hang on, I got a sewing project coming up.
Good.
My daughter has this little box that she puts her stuffies in, and we've moved it to the playroom, but part of the box is broken, so I have to put two like paint stirrers in there or a piece of plywood in there to stabilize it, and then I've got to sew that up. So there is some sewing coming.
All right, good. I just want to make sure that people get everything that they need out of It's Felder. All right, let me ask you about the Wolfpack, who changed quarterbacks today. Dave Dorn announced it'll be MJ Morris in for Brennan Armstrong. Armstrong hasn't been good. There's no other way to dress it up. State also hasn't helped him out. They can't run the ball. They can't pass block. Their receivers get no separation. They're just not enough good players at that position. The tight ends have been non-existent for the Wolfpack. So it's really a perfect storm of bad. What can MJ Morris, who played at the end of last year after Devin Leary's injury, what can MJ Morris offer them other than a change?
A change is all. I mean, it's because here's the thing. You got to go through it on levels, right? Like, Brennan Armstrong is already a pretty athletic guy.
Yeah.
Like, he can run. We know he can do that. So that's not an advantage. That's not a new thing that we're going to see. They have a new offensive coordinator. So system familiarity is not a thing we're going to see.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here. We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook. Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
So what are we going to see? And that's the part that becomes frustrating, because you go back and you look at MJ Morris and what has he done? What's he done really well? And he's been able to throw the ball around. Now he's in a different system. I don't think he's ran great. Like, he's a guy that at the end of the day, more likely to get sacked than he is to get
right
to pick up big yards for you. But when he does pick up yards, they are big yards, just to be fair.
Right.
And so I don't know what the change is, just to change for a guy that's less familiar with the offense, who is, because remember, MJ Morris was behind Finley, if I'm not mistaken. Am I wrong about that?
Initially,
right. He was behind Finley, but he threw obviously more touchdowns, of course. But so it's just an interesting thing to see. And so we'll see what this looks like this year. I just think that Brennan Armstrong became too much of a liability in terms of turnovers.
Yeah.
They had to make a switch. And I don't know if the switch is going to be good, but they had to make a switch.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't accurate. I wonder if the fumble wasn't more of a problem than the interceptions, because, you know, once you start running, got to be ball security. That was the design run. So there's got to be better ball security for him. Especially when you've been in college as long as he has, and he should know the drill. And in a tight game like that, which it would have been great if NC State could have put that one away and won, because I think their defense was spectacular. Like the State-Duke game, the under, I don't know if the under can be low enough. State-Duke, first to what? First to 13 points wins?
First 17.
I don't know if either team's going to get to 17. Both defenses are just absolutely spectacular.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're really good. What was it? 13-10 Louisville and NC State?
Yeah.
I think 17 might be the high water mark, and if you can get there, you can win. But you know what that feels like? And let me tell you something. You know what the SEC folks would tell us? It just means more. When it was a Bama LSU game that was, what, 6-3, or a whole, or a Mississippi State and whatever game, or LSU, Mississippi State LSU game, that was like 4-2. Like, it just means more. That's why we play tough defense.
Yeah, the sad part is that Duke's, I think Duke, at least before the injury, Riley Leonard's a legitimately good quarterback. Let me ask you about this. ACC's got five teams in the AP top 25 now, as Louisville is in at 25. Mm-hmm. Duke only dropped two spots. I would argue that they should have gone up. If you think that Notre Dame is a top 10 caliber team, that Duke should have gone up, but I get it. This is the way it works. Miami is in at 17. Carolina's up to 14. You got Florida State at 4. Clemson is not ranked. I believe that Clemson is one of the best 25 teams in the country. I think they might even be higher than that. What do you see in the Clemson Tigers?
It was good to see Antonio Williams come out. Not Antonio. No. Who am I talking about? No.
Is it Antoine? It was good to see,
yes. Yes. There we go. And it was also really good to see this team's defense. And watching their defense come out, to me, was insane. Like, it was – like, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for this football team's defense to step up. Obviously, Will Shipley, I'm going to tell you what, you want to talk about a tired man?
Yeah.
Ooh, buddy. He's going to be tired. He is going to be tired. But Brighting stole some really fun plays from him. I love Tyler Brown is kind of starting to pop up and kind of percolate for them, which has been really fun. And then you get into this defense with Barrett Carter and Jeremiah Trotter. These guys can all play. The problem for them is they don't have what they used to have defensively. Right. So what they used to have was a defense that was playing behind the line of scrimmage in terms of moving the line back with guys like Grady Jarrett or Christian Wilkins. Obviously, Dexter Lawrence.
Yep.
They don't have that, but they also don't have edge guys that are able to make plays. And that's the part. So they've upgraded their linebacker spot, but they have downgraded at on the defensive front.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a team for me. I mean, they're 3-2 in the ACC. They found a way to get the job done against Syracuse. I look at them and this is a team that's kind of death by a thousand knives, right? Like they'll cut you. But if you have a team that can make big plays, which we saw at Florida State, which we saw at Duke, then you have an opportunity to win. I mean, I honestly, the game that I'd love to see more than anything, and maybe we'll get this at the end of the year, is Clemson against Colorado. the two coaches, but also their play styles. I'd love to see that at the end of the season.
That would be fun. I'm not sure. Let's see, which bowl could that be in? We could see that in the Sun Bowl. It's not the Sun Bowl anymore. It's the Tony the Tiger Bowl.
They changed. Wow.
Yeah, it's the Tony the Tiger Bowl. And you know what? We met the Tony the Tiger people down at ACC football kickoff. And the guy was all in on Frosted Flakes. And you know what? You could be all in on worse cereals than Frosted Flakes. It's better than a Fruit Loops bowl. Although my son likes Fruit Loops. All right. Let me ask you this big picture. Did we see cracks? I've heard that people said we saw cracks in Georgia. I mean, I don't know if we saw cracks or Georgia Auburn is just a game that could just kind of bring out a more competitive game, even if Georgia's significantly better.
Don't do that. Don't.
I honestly don't know the answer. I'm asking you.
Come on, man. Georgia, man. I'll say there's two things I want to say, and then I will get into this. Peyton Thorne protects the football in terms of running it way better than I've ever seen most college football quarterbacks. He tucks it high and tight like he's LaDainian Tomlinson. I love that. Two, what about Georgia is like, what gets you excited about watching?
Nothing.
Let me ask you, what gets you excited? Nothing, right?
Nothing. They're just big and strong and fast and good.
How? How is that into this, right?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We know they're going to draft off of Brock Bowers.
Right.
They didn't even draft off Brock Bowers. They just let Brock Bowers take the lead. I just watched Days of Thunder. I'm sorry. But literally, like, how if you're Auburn, are you not like, this guy won't beat us? Someone right. else could beat us, but not him. And they let him score. And I'm just like, why? Like, how? What? How? It's insane to see him uncovered, catch the ball, and then obviously nobody can tackle him. Because for people that don't know this, the people that haven't played football, for people that haven't played in the secondary, a tight end is a different type of human. And I know we're going through this life right now where right. Taylor Swift apparently put Travis Kelce on the map. But like the reality of it is he's been on all of our maps for a long right. time because he's a giant. And when you try to tackle a tight end, when you're a safety or you're a corner – it's really hard. And then they just let this guy get into the end zone because they didn't do anything to stop him. And then Georgia wins when ultimately Auburn, they had that game in the palm of their hand and they just couldn't get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, look, Georgia's not the same team that won the last two national championships.
No.
But I also don't know if there's anybody in the SEC that is as good as the rest of the, you know, the league has been over the last several years to prevent Georgia from being in the playoff again, which means that the exposing of Georgia as not as good as they have been probably will have to wait until we get into the playoff. And that's where I'm bummed that Duke blew it against Notre Dame, because now that won't be Duke. Because Duke, Georgia, I mean, I'm going with the Blue Devils all day long, Mike Felder.
Ooh, that's lofty, my man. That's lofty. Hey.
We got three hours to fill every day.
I think Duke would suffocate them, and that's the problem. And here's what I've been talking about. And I talked about it with my buddy Stephen Hartzell from over at Learfield. There's some teams that are boa constrictors, right? Georgia, Michigan. I think you can throw Penn State in there.
Yeah.
There's teams that are boa constrictors, and then Notre Dame even fits into that mix. And Alabama, obviously. But then there's other teams that are vipers. I think Texas has got some viper qualities.
Yep.
I think Oklahoma has got some viper qualities. I think Tennessee has some viper qualities. I think that when you start to – even Fresno State, Ole Miss just took down LSU. And why did they take – how did they take down LSU? Because they're quick strike and boom. They hit you before you even see them coming. And when I say viper, I'm talking like Fleur de Lance. I'm not talking about a rattlesnake that gives you a warning. I'm talking about something that sits, waits, and then is ready to rock and roll. So – that's the interesting part. Clemson is a boa constrictor, and Tulane as well is a boa constrictor. I think the interesting part for me is going to be what wins out. What we've seen win out is a boa constrictor that ultimately does have viper qualities. With Alabama, with Georgia recently, they've had quick strike ability, but they've also had the ability from a defensive standpoint to suffocate you. And that's the part that's going to be really interesting going forward. Penn State, to me, Penn State is the most interesting team in the country. and the most dangerous team in the country, the team you don't want to touch, the team that you don't want to be near, is Washington.
Yeah.
Washington will, you'll be dead before you even know that they beat you. They're scary.
Washington is great. Oregon is really good. I think it would be hysterical if we had two Pac-12 teams in the college football playoff before the Pac-12 fades off into oblivion. Michael Felder.
What did you think about USC and Colorado? One last thing. I know we have to go, but what did you think about that?
Honestly, I'm not surprised. Southern Cal has a high-powered offense, and ultimately their defense is not good enough, and they let Colorado back in it. But that's what I expected out of that game. I still don't believe Southern Cal plays good enough defense to win games against teams that can score with them that also have good defenses. And I think Washington and Oregon will both hey, look, they'll probably lose to Utah again.
Yeah. And Utah lost this weekend to Oregon State.
Yeah. Oregon State's good too, man.
I love them.
Two remaining Pac-12 schools. The Pac-2 will live on. Only Michael Felder can give us college football teams as snakes. And it's only you could do that. Michael Felder at In the Bleachers on Twitter. I appreciate your time, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Dude, you're always the best.
Thank you so
much. You take it easy.
Oh man, you are the best. He is. But like seriously, we didn't have anacondas.
Right.
We had boa constrictors, we had vipers, we didn't do cobra.
He didn't do copperheads.
We didn't do copperheads. Copperheads are mean.
Yeah, they're awful.
We didn't have water snakes.
No.
Right?
Or rat snakes. Or black racers.
What is
that? Those are little feisty ones.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
They don't have venom, but they're feisty.
I don't want that. I mean, boa constrictors are nice, man. My college roommate had a boa constrictor.
Okay.
Right?
It's a little interesting.
Oh, I had two roommates with snakes. Oh. I had a roommate with a boa constrictor and another roommate with a Burmese python.
Voluntarily? See, I have a bunch of pet snakes, but that's just because I live in the woods. Not because I want them.
Okay. They're not really pets.
Cages.
They're not really pets.
They're just around.
They're free range.
Yeah.
The boa constrictor was named Yannick. For people who are big tennis fans, you'll get it.
Yes.
Just say it out loud. If you're a big tennis fan and you're my age, you go, oh, my gosh, I remember him. I don't even remember the snake of the name of the Burmese python. It's a little python. It's not a big deal.
Oh, okay.
It's not a big deal. It's something to you. It's entertaining to watch them eat.
Yeah, well, and it's a conversation starter for sure.
Certainly an entertaining thing. Although the boa used to come out and just kind of hang out.
Okay.
With the group.
Yeah.
So I've worn the boa before.
Yeah.
So
hey, not feeling it.
Then he disappeared in the wall, and the whole thing was
it's a disaster.
The whole thing was messed up.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.